What you're about to listen to was originally broadcast on 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia. For details, go to the website 98five.com.
Rain some pure shores there. You're on 98.5 weekdays with Mike, and a very good morning and welcome to the studio. Graham Irvine from Kingsway Christian College.
Good morning, young Michael.
Nice to have you in. You're all set.
Good to see you, buddy.
Coffee. Yeah, good to see you. I missed you a fortnight ago.
Likewise. Yeah.
But here we are. We're back.
We are. Yes. Got some things just don't change. We've tried to, haven't we?
I know. Exactly.
Thinking back over the last few years.
That's right.
The wheel tends to get stuck in this particular rut, but that's all right. It's a nice rut.
Now, we're partway through the personality types, which we've covered over different times.
We have.
It's always a great discussion, though, isn't it?
It's always relevant, I think, is probably the comment, Mike. In fact, we had a parent workshop last night, and one of the things that the presenter was talking about was the way that children respond when parents speak to them about cyber safety and stuff. And it was just interesting that even she said, what was her comment? She said, if I'd had my second son as my first son, we would have never had a second son.
Oh, okay. What does that tell you?
And she just went on to talk a little bit about the difference in personalities between the two boys.
Yeah,
you know, so her 15-year-old is very compliant, you know, does the right thing. Yeah, sure, no problem. And she said, in the first few years of parenting, I thought, mate, I've got this thing nailed.
Easy.
Piece of cake, right?
Great.
And then we had our second son. So I did smile to myself and think, yeah, that's pretty much a story many parents would
common.
Go, yep, that'd be us.
And in there lies some of the frustration from a parent perspective, Graham, because you say, why can't you be like your brother?
Why can't you be like
your sister?
You know, that's even in the day-to-day stuff, and we've mentioned this before. You know, you go, but that worked yesterday, that worked for our eldest, but that worked for our middle child, but that worked, but it just doesn't work for this one.
Completely different personality.
Exactly right.
So what are we up to? Last time we spoke
about the sanguine personality, which is that outgoing, charismatic, bubbly. Okay, of which part of me is that?
I was going to say, that is you.
Yep, so they love being around people. Their motto in life is have fun.
Yeah.
So that's the thing that drives them, okay? They're the people that volunteer for everything because it'd probably be fun, but after two meetings of whatever they've volunteered, you don't see them again.
Too hard.
No, that's it. Yeah.
You're out of there.
That's it. And their greatest fear in life is people not liking them. Okay, we're sitting with the Florence Litauer Personality Plus series. So if people want to know, have a look at that.
Good book.
It's many years old, but it's really, really worthwhile. It's always relevant, and she makes the point. It's the motto and the fear that become the drivers. And so it's just if you're going to remember anything, remember those. So the next one is the choleric.
Okay.
So sanguine, choleric are the two outgoing personality types that Litauer speaks about. So the motto of the choleric is "Do it my way."
Yeah, that's it.
That's the one.
I'm ticking that box.
Yep.
Oh, this is
good. So very much my mother.
Right.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Yes. Significantly, do it my way. Yes. Look, cholerics like to have people around them because they can tell them what to do. Sanguines like to have people around them because they can tell them their stories
and have some fun.
That's exactly right. So, the cholerics look generally they're. I mean, you know, 86% of statistics are made up.
True. So,
look, cholerics are probably about 6 to 10% of the population, but they tend to be the people that rise to leadership levels in organizations because they are the personality that is wanting to achieve things. Okay, they are driven. They have lots of self-discipline. They get things done, whether it's the right thing or not by everybody else is irrelevant.
Yeah.
They think it's the right thing.
Of course.
Because it's their way of doing things, right? You know, I often use, when I'm talking about personality styles, pretend you're going to a conference and you have to break up into small groups.
Mm-hmm.
you can pretty much, if you know the personalities, you can identify them in the groups.
Straight away.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Right? So as soon as the group gets together and the sanguines stop talking, right, yeah. the choleric in the group will go, okay, what are we here to do? Right. All right. We've got to do this. Why don't you do that? You guys do this. We'll do this. Okay, let's go.
And you're too busy talking.
Yeah, well, that's right. What'd you say?
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Right, you know, they're the kids that you bring home from hospital, and as soon as they arrive home as a baby, they're figuring out how they're going to take over.
Of course.
It's not a question of if, it's a question of when.
When.
Yes.
We'll take a break, Graeme. We'll come back and talk some more. We're talking about the personality.
Whatever you want to do, Mike, really.
Of cleric. Of course. Of course. That's what we're doing.
Yes.
On 98.5, weekdays with Mike Graeme. Irvine's with me. We're talking about personalities, and there's kind of four, isn't there?
There is,
and
yes.
You're not always, you can major on one, but you're often a blend of two.
Look,
pretty well?
You're always a blend of two.
At least two?
At least two,
It wouldn't be three, would it?
Look, occasionally I get people, when they do the survey, come out reasonably even across the four, and there are different reasons for that.
Were they truthful answering the questions, Graeme?
Yeah. I mean, you can, you know, I don't know how many times I've done the survey because I do it with my kids at school, right? I could do it so that I come up melancholy because I know all the answers to the melancholy questions. So,
of course,
you know. Yeah. But for most people, those types of surveys are designed enough to not let them cheat on it.
Yeah.
Okay. And look, it's, you know, sometimes if a person is one personality type and they grow up in a family where everybody else is another particular type of personality, they will take on something. It's called masking.
Oh,
so they'll take on the personality traits of the rest of the family because it's just easier to fit in that way.
Gotcha.
So there are some reasons for doing that. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
But by and large, you know, most people go, oh, yeah, that's me. But you're right. It's always the blend.
Yeah.
You know, so somebody might be a phlegmatic sanguine mix, which is my mix.
Okay.
But we could be reasonably different because of the different mix of strengths and weaknesses that we have.
Right.
Which is why the idea of the life motto and the life fear are important, because they actually don't change with whatever is the dominant personality type.
Mm.
So with the choleric, you know, the life motto is do it my way.
Yep.
And the life fear is being out of control.
Right. Okay.
Yes.
Interesting.
So hence the comment before about, you know, the child that's the choleric child, they will be the ones that want to be in control.
Yeah. Okay.
I've said this to parents often. If I could give you a magic wand to change that, I would.
Yeah.
But just understand, if you have a choleric child, you are going to bang heads with that child for the whole of your parenting life.
But that's where understanding these can actually really, really help.
Exactly. Yeah. Because if you, this is hardwired into a person, right? Their desire to have control is not about rebelliousness.
Yes.
It's not about them being disobedient and, you know, not being under, they are just hardwired to go, no, my way is the way I'm going to do things.
We can misread it, right?
And we often do. Mm. And so if we understand a little bit about, and we can, about the personalities, and we can identify it in our children, then it gives us that opportunity to stand back a little bit and go, okay, well, that's how they are. It's not rebelliousness. No, they're not deliberately trying to, sometimes they are. But you know what I mean, right? And so with the choleric, parenting the choleric child then becomes a question of, okay, if they are hardwired for control, in what areas can I give them control?
Perfect. Yes.
Right?
Give
them
an opportunity.
Correct, Mike. Yeah. So, you know, as the parent, I still control the outside framework. But what can I give them control in the inside?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it might be, okay, well, great. I'll give them control in what they wear in certain situations. Okay, I'll give them control in what they eat in certain situations. So I maintain as the parent the outside boundaries,
yeah,
but
good.
This child wants control. Okay, well, what can I give them control in?
And depending on age.
Age appropriate, that's exactly right. Right. So look for those opportunities, because remember, their greatest fear is being out of control.
Interesting.
Right. So if we parent with that in mind, it gives us an opportunity to set up some great environments where they're actually going to feel like they are in control. And with many things, appropriately so. And remember, moving through that dictator, boss, coach, friend, continuum of parenting.
Yeah.
So, you know, the coach probably comes quite a bit earlier with the choleric personality child, because they want to take control.
Right.
Whereas other personalities actually don't.
Yeah.
So they want to be, tell me what to do.
Yeah. Do you think, do you find that depending on if you are, if the parent is very similar, so parents, this personality and child's the same,
yep.
is that often a good thing, or can that clash, or is that, or am I looking into it too?
No, I think the answer is yes and no.
Okay.
So the clashes can happen with different personality types.
Yeah.
But it certainly does, you know, particularly with the two cholerics.
Right.
So if you have a choleric parent, choleric child,
yep.
of course, what's the motto for both of them?
Do it my way. We'll take a break. You've just confirmed something. I may or may not have a child.
I think the light just went on.
That could explain a lot. Back after this.
Okay.
.985 weekdays with Mike. Graham Irvine's with me from Kingsway Christian College. We've been tackling the different personalities, and we're up to number two, which is cleric.
Yeah.
Any more? What's some of the other? Anything more about cleric that's good information, Graham?
Yeah. Look, I think again, don't expect them to be like your non-cleric child, right?
Yes.
And I guess I would say one of the things that I've probably pushed back against with parents over the years is this idea that somehow our children are like horses, you have to break them.
Okay.
Well, actually, you don't.
Yeah.
Right? And the choleric is often the child that we want to put in the harness. Okay? You know, that's not who they are. Mm. And if you try to make them you will actually break them.
Yeah,
That will be harmful for them. Now, that doesn't mean that they shouldn't have boundaries and rules and consequences. Of course they should, because whether you're a choleric at 14 or 4 or 48, we all live in a world where boundaries and consequences and so on are there, right? Mm. But just recognize as parents, fortunately or unfortunately, this is going to be a tough road at times.
Yeah.
Because that's just how the choleric personality is.
But understanding it is so important.
Yeah. And what's I think exciting is that they're the personality types that will go on and change the world.
Because they're born leaders.
That's exactly right. Mm. They are always looking, what can I do? How can I do this better? Okay, we want to do, let's get that done. You know, when they're playing with their, I mean, I watch my granddaughter and she's got a few family traits.
Okay.
Not from me.
Of course
no,
not.
No, just want to point that out.
Of course not.
Certainly from her great-grandmother. But, yeah, you know, she'll immediately organise her friends as to, okay, we're going to play school and I'm going to be the teacher and you're the students.
Right.
You know, now, that's a wonderful trait for any child to have. But it does need to be nurtured with empathy and understanding that you have a responsibility to care for people, not just to use people.
Yeah.
You know, cholerics tend to like to have people around because they can use them to get the task done.
Yeah.
So while they're people, they're much more task-driven than the sanguine. Mm. Okay, the sanguine likes the interaction of people. The choleric likes the people there because we can get the task done.
Yeah.
And often, in immature cholerics, particularly cholerics that haven't learnt empathy, they have a tendency to leave dead bodies along the side of the road.
Charming.
You know, they will chew people up and spit them out. Mm. And, you know, I think we've probably all met those sorts of people along the way. So we want the drive, but we want to direct the drive. And that's always the challenge when you're parenting the choleric. Mm. How do I give them control, but within the framework that I want to? And there, as I say, there are some things that you've got to really look closely for. How can I do this? And more than any other personality type, the cholerics are the ones that you ask, is this a hill to die on?
Right.
Is this a fight I have to have?
Yeah.
You know, and lots of times, well, there are going to be times when the answer is yes, definitely. But there will also be times when the answer is no.
Do you pick it up early, do you think?
With cholerics, absolutely.
Is that one of those rules? Is it out of the four, is that the one of the ones that's a bit of a standout?
Sanguine and choleric are probably the two most early recognisable, particularly if they're strong in those two personality types. So your sanguine baby toddler will be the talkative, wanting to be around you, loves the hugs. Okay, the choleric baby will be the, no, I'll feed myself, thank you, even though I don't hold the spoon and I can't find my mouth.
Right.
Okay, so yes, you do
very
see
early.
It quite early, yes. Yeah. So generally we say if you're parenting, you know, it's really after about 5 years of age that you can get a good sense.
Yeah.
And that's still true for the blend that a child may be. Yeah. But particularly sanguines and cholerics, because they are far more outgoing than the other two personality types, you will recognise them earlier.
Interesting. Graeme, we are out of time today. We'll continue on. We've got two more to go.
Yeah.
So we'll tackle the next personality one next week, which we'll figure that one out.
Yeah, whatever we get to. Yeah.
I'm looking forward to the next one, because I know where I'm cleric and
melancholy.
You knew that.
Yes.
Thanks for your time today, Graeme.
My pleasure.
We'll catch up in a couple of weeks. My guest in the studio this morning has been Graeme Irvine from Kingsway Christian College. You're on 98.5.
For more details on this and other programs, contact 98.5 Sunshine FM, Perth, Western Australia, or visit the website 98.5ve.com.